layar ini.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Low by Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources in collaboration with the British government collaborates in the Low Carbon Energy Program towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition or Mentari. In the Mentari Day, encouraging a just and inclusive energy transition through the UK-Indonesia Partnership Forum in Jakarta on Thursday, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Dadan Gusdiana, expressed his appreciation for various achievements that have been achieved by Mentari program over the past 5 years that can be improved in the second phase of the program for the next 5 years. Rupiah exchange rate is expected to weaken limitedly against the US dollar in trading on Friday. Bloomberg data shows rupiah weakened to 16,211 rupiah per US dollar at the opening of trading. Money market analyst Lukman Leong said, as quoted by RRI.co.id, that rupiah is expected to weaken against the US dollar. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon from Jakarta, Indonesia, precisely from the fourth floor of RRI building in Jakarta. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia today on this fabulous Friday, 4th of July 2025, with me, Rahma, on the mic, presenting various information, updates, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. So stay tuned at voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Now I'd like to invite you all to thank God that it's Friday with Indonesian music group Run. Enjoy.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Run. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We just want you to dance. Yeah. Just dance to this song. Come on. What it's all about, y'all know what it's all about.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey,
Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig B said, Friday payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this band, hoping that we be rocking the show this end. If your life is slow, let me know if it's all go. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday, everybody wants to party. But we go funky, dancing with you all night, yeah. Thinking that the shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about, y'all know what it's all about.
Just trying to be honest. I got no time to lose, so I've been searching for something new.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlagak tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama. Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara semua?
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. Came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. And also high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Menghantui pikiranku terus menerus, tak lupa hangat senyummu. Hiasi gelap malamku. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Serasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku inginkanmu teman. Banyak harapku untukmu. Oh, di dalam tidurku dan bangunku. Oh, kau datang tak kuduga. Beri aku tawa bahagia diriku. Kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak ini.
tiba waktunya. Tuk ungkapkan semua.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the word of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tentang
Firgun, Bukti, or Proof. Now, hopefully, the music, the information, and everything that we just broadcast has proven that Indonesia today is a very great program, is a very right program for you all to know more about Indonesia. And here we have information that proves that Indonesian food is that delicious, as culinary platform Taste Atlas on Wednesday shared its latest list of the world's best fruits. And this time, a fruit from Indonesia was once again listed in the top 10. Mangosteen, or here we call it manggis. It comes from Southeast Asia, including Indonesia, Brunei Darussalam, Malaysia, and Timor-Leste, made it to the 8th position. What's more, mangosteen is also the only fruit from Asia to be included in this top 10. And when it comes to fruit, it's also a very good information on the occasion of the World Fruit Day on July 1st. What's your favorite fruit, VOI listener? You can share with us through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, or through the chat feature on RRI Digital mobile app. Tino Viva.
Kalau kau benar-benar sayang padaku, kalau kau benar-benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tinggal laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bila sayang, semua bisa bila. Apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyataan? Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir?
special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture originally from Madura Island. Ahmad Rasul Kalib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronet, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat karesidenan, piala presiden,
itu for karesidenan or regency level or president cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. The race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaak ganggu panca sila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and interest a point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak mengharap perapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemafiton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jaat ganggu panca sila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Setiawan, to Madura people, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This karapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, karapan sapi ini.
So karapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Keni is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Keni. Secondly, Kerap Praja. which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum puas yang penting semua senang sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekelian darahku berdentam di dom
jaga di dom
Bye. ada semua beban di hatiku. Melayang ku melayang jauh, melayang dan melayang. Kita saling berpandang, berpegangan tengah erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awan dan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang jauh, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayang dan melayang jauh, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for makan bergizi gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sector such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Have a listening.
Saya rela dan